Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Oh, good morning, everyone. Ebro, Laura, Rosenberg. Laura, happy Friday. What's crack-a-lackin'?
Happy Friday.
Sorry. How you feeling?
Not exhausted. I am dealing with a sick child, so I had a rough night, man. I was up like four times because my poor thing, she's just complaining and stuff.
Oh, man, so, she's still miserable, huh?
Yeah, like, and it's so scary with kids, like, when you see them have a fever of, like, 102, you're like, whoa, 103, you're like, oh, man. So, I was on the phone, I went to go see the pediatrician yesterday. Apparently, there's this, like, viral, you know, remix. We talked about this, you know, some viral remix going around, and, you know, it's just, yo, it's so sad to see the way it affects kids, you know what I mean? Your heart just breaks, and you're trying to do everything you can to help them, and it's like, ugh. So, yeah, I'm stressed.
And listen, I know it's always bad every winter time with kids, but there's no question this year is different. I mean, everybody I know with little kids is going through some sort of extended sickness.
Ugh. The whole week I canceled all her classes and stuff, and she's just been like down in the dumps. I'm like, what can I do? And then it's war trying to give her medicine too. I have to like sneak it in things, and like, ugh, it's just a lot, Pete. So shout out to anybody who's caring for somebody who's sick and or a child, because it's a lot. I feel you, man. I'm like, I woke up today like, oh my God, I'm defeated today.
Well, listen, Laura, I have one bit of good news for you.
Give me, please.
Today is Freedom Friday.
Oh, God.
So if anyone out there is listening and is having a hard week as well, and they want to get down with Freedom Friday, you can let the call start coming in right now to 1-800-223-9797. Anything you want to talk about on Freedom Friday, we'll get to it.
Negative, I know a lot of positive, we're here.
Yeah, exactly. Hopefully we'll catch some positive vibes. You never know.
You're right, though. You're right.
If you missed the show yesterday, Ebro called in and announced the birth of his child.
I know. So dope. Yes.
Selassie Jayi was born.
Wait.
Was that Ebro?
What?
Yeah. Look at that. All you got to do is say his name three times.
And he pops up.
Yo.
Is he popping up, though, because I mentioned Selassie Jayi or because you mentioned Freedom Friday? Because we know how you feel about Freedom Friday.
Yo, America. America. Call in right now, America.
Ebro, are you broadcasting from the hospital?
America, call in right now. Freedom Friday. You know, I might need to be on Freedom Friday today to talk about the shenanigans of these hospitals not trying to let you leave, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Bruh. Bruh. Okay, we want to go home.
I know. But wait, we got to give you all these tests still. We got to make sure that these
passed. Selassie done passed all the tests, bro. Yeah. We did all the tests. All the tests is done. The jaundice test, she was below average. She done pooped and peed, and mom is good. Everybody's good. We want to go home.
But you went home.
Yeah, we left.
Okay.
No, we didn't leave. You know they put alarms on these babies now.
Yeah, they do. Peter, they put an alarm on your baby for many reasons.
Yep.
So before you can leave the hospital, somebody got to take the alarm off your child.
Yeah.
That's so weird. But that now, is so weird. I mean, you respect it because you're like, yo, somebody could come in here. You know,
yeah.
Listen, man, people are weird with babies, bro.
Yes.
People are weird the with babies. People are infatuated with babies.
You, they're like, you have no idea what we've been through, and just gave me a look. I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah, no, it's correct. By the way, and people who work at the hospitals.
It could be anything, P.
That is very scary.
So, yeah.
Nah, you got to be on point in there, John. Yo, listen, man. I'm up right now because I came to work because I didn't really have any options, guys. I didn't have many options. Mom don't want to talk to nobody. Selassie don't want to lay down. Selassie won't leave mom alone. You know, so it's me and Selassie in the world right now. Oh, you want to say hi to the peoples?
Are you holding Selassie as we speak?
Yeah.
Aww. Wow.
No, she ain't into it.
No.
She might have went to sleep finally.
Well, it's time for her to play the game that lives up to its name.
Let's Can go. You play the game that lives up to its name, Selassie? Who would you pick? Laura? Auntie Laura?
Yes. There you go.
Wow. She was Laura.
All right, let's do this, guys. Who's on the line?
We got Tyrone and Yaya.
Tyrone and Yaya. Who's playing, man?
Are you playing, Ebro? Is it me?
Up to you. Let's see if I know what's going on out here.
Hello, hello. What's up?
Tyrone was cracking.
Congratulations,
Good morning. Ebro.
Thanks, fam. Just, you know, out here lifing.
Yeah, right now.
You know?
All right.
Oh, we heard baby.
There she is. Baby.
Yaya.
Good morning, everybody.
Yaya, you got one of these at the crib?
Yes, I do. He's two.
Oh, you got one of them new joints.
Yes.
Y'all, the new joints, different.
I know. Oh, my goodness. Won't let me sleep.
Yo, listen, bro. We had a good standoff. Last two nights, I think mom and dad, we got you, Selassie. I think we got you.
Yeah, don't start celebrating, bro.
Listen, no, you celebrate each day. You take it day by day. You're going to win some. You're going to lose some. But last night, I think we won. Mom got some sleep. Selassie got some sleep. I'm warming booby warmers.
Yaya, who do you want to represent you?
I know. Yaya.
I would like Laura.
Okay, Yaya. I'm going to try my best.
All right, let's, John, put 60 seconds on the clock. Let's line this thing up.
All right.
Laura, what are they playing for? Questions.
Oh, we are playing for tickets to see Fabio Foreign, live at the Brooklyn Paramount Saturday, May 18th for the Pain and Love 2 Tour.
Let's go, Fabio.
Ticketmaster, but we got you right here.
Fabio.
All right.
Laura 6 seconds on the clock. Let's play. Laura never loses.
Here we go.
Okay.
Oh, John, okay. You not asking questions?
I thought
you
were. This is a disaster.
Oh,
Jason,
my.
What do you got? Is this what goes on here when I have a child?
Start the clock one more time. Ready? Okay. Three.
Get your lives together.
One. Go. Who apparently walked out of co-hosting Laura?
I'm going to go with Kelly Rowland.
That is correct. A score is equal to how many years? Ebro.
Laura.
A score is 10 years.
Incorrect. A score is equal to how many years, Laura?
A score is a 20?
Correct. Which comedian is Nicki Minaj?
Ebro. Comedians and Nicki Minaj. Hannibal Buress.
Incorrect. Which comedian is Nicki Minaj trying to get on her Pink Friday 2 tour?
Okay, she is trying to get Cat Williams.
No, why not?
Which alcohol is mainly made from juniper berries?
Ebro. Gin.
Correct. We had to pay. Who had to pay a $50,000 fine for using a phone? Laura.
$50,000 fine. That would be Cameron for using his
own photo. Laura wins. Who's that photographer, man?
Laura wins.
Yeah, you got the ticket.
Yeah.
As you should, Laura. Thank you.
Congratulations.
I'll be back, Laura. Don't get confident. Don't get hyped.
Good luck to you, bro.
Love y'all. Good morning. Listen, I think this weather's cool. I ain't looked at the weather. I don't even know what day it is. But we here. It's Ebro, Laura Rosenberg, Flashing Lights. Laura Styles next. What you working on?
Yes, coming up in the Flashing Lights report, man. Wendy Williams has been diagnosed with dementia. And I'll give you this story coming up, Flashing Lights.
97 minutes commercial free.
Coming up next
at 7 with Ebro in the morning on Hot 97.
Laura Styles with the Flashing Lights.
On the Flashing Lights.
So Wendy Williams has been diagnosed with aphasia and dementia, the same disorder that Bruce Willis has. And the news comes ahead of a new documentary chronicling her recent troubles. And it's sad. That video clip,
Laura, the video clip of her in Blac Chyna that was moving around yesterday was heartbreaking.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really horrible, man. And I think that her family is, they're taking this. They're not happy about this new project that's coming out. They're saying,
who's not happy?
Yeah, who's doing the project?
So her team. So I see that some people from her family are not happy about it.
I wonder who's running it.
So. I mean, look, with you can never make everybody happy, but I hear that there's a lot of people in her family who are not happy about the whole situation, though.
I'm sure her mom and I think her dad is still around. I'm sure they don't want this. So who's ever in control here, I'm sure it makes people upset.
I just, I was trying to understand why they're doing it.
Like, go ahead.
I just wonder who it's... Like, who they think is benefiting from this. Now, listen, maybe early on she said she wanted to share her story.
Selassie, yeah. What do you think?
I heard that, too.
Oh, hi, Selassie. Hi. I know. It is crazy.
There you go. It's crazy. Selassie says it's crazy.
No, it is. That one clip, though, Laura, where basically Blac Chyna pours her heart out. And at the end of Blac Chyna pouring her heart out for, like, 45 seconds to Wendy, Wendy just says, "My real name is Wendy Hunter." It's so sad, bro. It's It's whatever the aphasia and dementia is obviously pretty far along. So I hope it's as peaceful a time as possible, but it seems incredibly hard.
Yeah. And in some positive news, I don't know if you peeped. I sent this to you, Rosenberg, but Dolly Parton posted a message to Beyonce, and she was like, "Look, I'm a big fan of Beyonce, and very excited that she's done a country album. So congratulations on your Billboard Hot Country number one single, and I cannot wait to hear the full album. Love, Dolly."
There you go, Dolly. Dolly's always on the right side of history.
I wouldn't have minded a Beyonce Dolly collab. I'm gonna be honest with you guys. I wouldn't have minded it.
Maybe it's gonna happen.
Let's
see. What if Beyonce does a remake of Jolene?
Oh, that would be hard.
Ooh.
That would
be
so hard. Together?
Yo, play my country song, man.
Anyway, that's your Flashing Lights report. Time is 7:02. And alternate side parking rules are in effect.
Listen, ladies and gentlemen, keep it light. We got congratulations. You played yourself. Maybe I'm going to hit myself with the button.
Four?
You know. Forgetting that having a newborn is hard.
Oh, I knew that was coming. It's been. I asked Johnny the other day when you weren't here. I was like, "What's it like when you have that gap?" He was like, "Oh, it's starting over again, bro."
Oh, it's zero.
Yeah,
it's like,
zero.
Wait, what? What did I do last? Wait, what? Who?
What?
And then every baby is different. You know what I mean? Like, it's
plus
just
the
like
new joints are brand new.
It's the new drop.
The new drop, kid.
WQHT-FM, HD1, New York. 97 minutes commercial free.
Coming up next.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning on Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man. What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
I don't want to say so, say so, 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 Zebra Laura Rosenberg, good morning, Friday vibes, we made it to Friday. Hey. What's going on, man? I'm in the abyss of the baby booby bully. You know what I'm saying? The booby bully is in effect right now.
Booby bully, yo, that's crazy.
Yo, the booby bully is...
She's running the town already? Even?
Yo, listen, bro. She got off night one. She was beasting. Night two, mom and dad turned up, Cass. We had a plan.
Okay.
We went
okay.
in with a plan. We was pretty good. Last night, it was a stand. I call it a standoff. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
She said the booby bully won some rounds. We won some rounds. We got some sleep.
So last night, she saw what you guys were putting up for defense, and she adjusted her offense.
That's right.
Yo, she's not playing with you guys.
Nah,
you guys gotta...
nah. It's going down. She thinks it's funny, too. Don't you? Don't you? And you know what? Hit all parents with the button. You know, we love the babies. I love a baby. But you forget, A, how strategic they are.
Mm.
B, Selassie, bro, how is she already sitting up with her head up?
What?
How is she already fighting through a swaddle? Hands and feet kicking. You're 3 days old out here giving me fits trying to change a diaper. Like, yo, got hands and feet on the diaper. Swatting my hand. Bow, bow, moving. This is craziness. You just got here. How you know how to do this?
Smart kid. It went full term, right?
Yeah, well, about a week early. But 6 pounds, full. 6 ounces. It's full. It's full.
Yeah. It's pretty full. She did some learning, you know?
She was ready for prime time.
And not to mention, it's Ebro, bro. So you're already going to have her being a year old within 4 days, and then she'll be 5 years old.
Yo, look, man, my six-month-old is out here moving.
Exactly. She's already 6 months old. So hit yourself with the button again.
Yeah.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
So all that big Willie talk, hop you up. Playing yourself, yo. Playing yourself, yo. Playing yourself.
I don't play.
Yo, how about so I'm like, okay, I don't know how long we're going to be at the hospital. So I show up to the hospital like I moved in. I got a pillow, a blanket. And you know, dads, y'all know this. There is nowhere for us to be around. They give you a cot. Some hospitals, you get a chair if you're lucky. Yeah. And you're just sitting there in a chair for days, bro. Days.
This is true.
Bruh, why I forgot socks and house slippers, though? Why I was in the same socks for 3 days? Hit me with the button, bro.
Oh my
Congratulations. God. You played yourself.
One of the nurses from little hospital socks. Please hold me.
Because my feet, man, them little hospital socks, A, they're cool, but they small Not on great. My feet and they always come off.
Yeah, then they're slipping off all day. No one
Yo, so I'm walking around a hospital barefoot.
Oh, my God. What?
Yeah, bruh.
Oh, Lord, be scared.
Oh, man.
Bruh. In the but, you know, bro. We got lucky. We got our own. We had ended up with the rotation of things. We ended up with our own room.
Oh, then you got nothing to complain okay. about. Come on.
Yeah, so it was good. It was good. We ended up with our own room for the days we were there. The staff was amazing. I ain't gonna tell y'all where I was at because I don't.
How far was it from home?
15 minutes.
Oh, so I mean, you could have run home and gotten some more stuff if you needed to.
Yeah, but the way the booby bully was acting, mom was trying to hang in there. You know, it was so we just locked in. You know, look, I had to wear the same socks. Tough it out, bro. You know what I'm saying? I had draws though. I had clean draws. Salute to clean draws.
That's number one most important.
Salute to clean draws. So, got that done, and now we're back at the crib. Selassie, you want to say something to the people?
Oh, you thought she'd want to do something on when you wanted her to?
Yeah, nah. Yes. Hit me with the button.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
You know, eat on schedule? No. When I, how about when I check her diaper? Nothing's there. 5 minutes later, doo-doo. Come on, fam.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
We got to be on the same page here, Selassie.
Yeah. Nah.
Yeah, nah. Ain't how
Ebro's back at zero. He's remember Brian McKnight? He's back at one. He's going to talk-ish. He's going to talk the whole time like he's got it. This is what he does. He's like a... You know, he's like a fighter. He's like a prize fighter.
That's right. Fake it till you make it.
He fakes it the whole time. So he's going to be talking to us every day like, yo, we got this in place. I got that in place.
Rope a dope stab.
Yeah, everything is, when in reality, he's just going to be getting pounded on. Just body shots.
But I'm
going
to show up. I'm going to keep showing back up. No, you got to. Selassie, I'm going to show back up, kid.
That's all you can do is show up.
That's it. You know? Take the lumps.
She's like, talk while I feel like rested, bitch. I'll get up when I need to get up.
Yeah. But look, I won this round right here. I just gave mom a 90-minute break, bro.
Shoo, that's big.
Big time.
90? She might have caught some REM.
Yo, and I threw some booby warmers in the microwave and delivered those to mom just now.
That's nice.
Wow, look at you.
Listen, I already won the day. I won, no matter what happens from here on out. I won.
Let's check in at 5.
The words of Issa. He's a good man.
He's a good man.
Laura, what you got on your list today?
Okay, well, you know, I've been very vocal on this show and just period on social media about the fight that women are going through right now when it comes to reproductive rights. There's a lot of idiots out there who just think abortion is the stereotypical loose woman. You know what I mean? Getting, you should have kept your legs closed. You know, you hear all the ignorance all around, right? And as more cases come out, you start to understand what it truly means, what reproductive rights are, right? So it's not just abortion. It's not just not wanting a pregnancy, but there's complications in pregnancy where sometimes, you know, the fetus is not going to live. There are certain things where you need to get an abortion. It's still an abortion, guys. And women are almost dying because they're not getting the proper care because of these laws. So here we are now. Because I said it, I was like, they're going to go after IVF next and pretty soon contraception, right? About a week ago, you know, the Alabama Supreme Court ruled that embryos created through IVF are considered children. Now, why is this crazy? It's because now, and listen, there's so many people who have gone through IVF, who want IVF, whose lives have completely changed because of IVF, right? People who had trouble having children have now this amazing, you know, opportunity and have had successful pregnancies and have wonderful families.
There you go.
But now, I'm reading that numerous clinics in Alabama now are shutting down the practice because they are scared that legally people are going to start coming after them.
No, Laura, it happened. Well, I saw the nightly news last night. You're talking about people who are in the middle of their treatments, meaning they have spent the money.
It's expensive.
They may already have an embryo. I saw one woman. She was on like day 5 of her shots. Okay. Mm-hmm. And the place shut down. Okay, she's already put herself through 5 days of shots. She's packing up from Alabama and going to Texas and has found a new clinic that will take her. And she'll have to pay whatever she has to pay. But she's like, I'm not having put through my body already through the first 4 days.
Question.
And stopping.
I'm not a geography expert, but isn't there two states in between Alabama and Texas called Mississippi and Louisiana? And couldn't she go north to like Georgia?
I have no idea of availability, though. Who knows?
Yeah, I mean, you're right. I'm just wondering.
Availability is a big thing, Ebro.
Well, no, I'm just saying because Texas doesn't seem like a much better state than Alabama. That's all I'm saying.
Well, it's better than the other two you named.
What? Louisiana is bad, too?
Louisiana, Mississippi? Yes.
Well, I know Mississippi's bad, but I think Louisiana's all right. I mean, they're not great, but they're all right.
Louisiana is following along, Ebro. Damn it.
So, I'd probably be like, let me get to Austin. Let me get to Houston.
That's what she's thinking. City. Yeah, maybe that's what she's thinking.
Let me get to somewhere where I feel. But it's just an unbelievable thing. I mean, there are people who have spent. Listen, the bottom line is these people are insane. I mean, this is. And by the way, this is a very small. Here's the craziest thing. you're not talking about a high percentage of people that believe IVF should be stopped. Like, even even pro-life people don't feel this way. They're,
so wait.
It's back. Crazy.
Runner back. You can now get in trouble. So in IVF, the way I understand it, they create embryos to put those into the mom because the natural coagulation of the situation ain't jumping off.
Correct.
Right.
So they put the embryo in the mom.
Correct.
So if those embryos that they plan to put in the mom, something happens to those embryos, they're not good, they, you know, whatever happens, whoever has to get rid of those embryos because they didn't use them or they're not good is now in trouble.
Correct.
Yes.
What?
They could be charged for, what is it? It's something. I don't know if it's murder, but it's something. They can get charged.
Look, Selassie mad about it.
And by the way, dumbass Nikki Haley a couple days ago, before understanding fully what the question was, or at least so she claims, was like, so was asked if she considers an embryo a baby, and she said yes. Bro, you know what an embryo has 6 cells. These are tiny. They're 4 days into a process. Bro. No, it's crazy. So y'all don't want people to have. Y'all don't want people to have abortions, but now you don't want them to create life either? I'm confused.
How clueless. Check out this audio. This is the senator for Alabama, okay? His name is Tommy Tuberville. Listen to this audio really
quick. Oh, the former football coach.
Go ahead.
Here we go.
Do you have a reaction to the Alabama Supreme Court ruling on the fact that embryos are children?
Yeah, I was all for it. We need to have more kids. We need to have an opportunity to do that. And I thought this was the right thing to do. But
IVF is used to have more children. And right now, IVF services are paused at some of the clinics in Alabama. Aren't you concerned that this could impact people who are trying to have kids?
Well, that's for another conversation. We need more kids. We need people to have the opportunity to have kids.
Senator, what do you say to the women right now in Alabama who no longer have access to IVF, who will not, as a result of this ruling? What do you say to them?
Well, that's a hard one. It really is. It's really hard. Because, again, you want people to have that opportunity. And that's what I was telling her. We need more kids.
But you're taking away that opportunity.
He clearly didn't know what it was. I mean, this is a guy who literally did not know what the rule was. Like, he didn't know what they were even doing.
Bro, this dude's an idiot. First of all, he's a former football coach. You got no business in the office that you're in, and you ain't learned it.
It's
second of all, who's when he says we need to have more kids, who's he talking about? That's what y'all got to pay attention to.
Yes.
Yeah. Who's he talking about?
Yeah, because you don't mean all Americans, do you? You can't.
Because there's definitely people having kids.
Yeah.
So who's the people you're talking about that need to have more kids?
This is Laura, you've often talked about it. You know how these stories will scare you more when it impacts you more. I saw this one. I was like, well, this is terrifying. I mean, IVF.
All of it is terrifying, but
it affects different people differently, right? There are a lot of people out there who go, I'm never going to have an abortion. They believe they won't, but they might be considering IVF treatment. So everything's going to hit you differently based on what your relationship with the outcome could be. This is another one that's making people go, what? Because IVF treatment has literally, it's saved people's lives. Like there are people out there who thought they would never have children. And this incredible technology can allow them to go grab one sperm and one egg and put it together so people can have babies together. It's scary, man. This is all really, really scary.
And I hate to go in circles, but I'll tell you this. Even people who say, I will never have an abortion and are considering IVF, God forbid you have complications and that fetus never develops. And it's in you.
Well, because guess what? People, I'll tell you what. We was just in the hospital listening to the nurses talk about stillborns and all that and people having them.
It happens.
Bruh.
Yep.
Bruh, you have a child and this is graphic and I know there's people in the car and all that. But people, I mean, this is the world we live in. Y'all got to know what's going on. Your kids got to know what's going on. There's people who have to birth children who are no longer alive.
Yep, and they have to go through the process. It's insane.
And
it's torture.
Sometimes that you cannot give birth to it, so you have to have a procedure to remove it.
That's right.
So the woman doesn't die, and guess what? That procedure is called an abortion. So It's just overall, it just makes me, it boils my blood on how uneducated people are, and people are blindly voting for things that are detrimental to people's lives. But here we are.
Well, so I'm going to take you back to this thing we just had, Laura. It was called COVID. I want to remind everybody, we don't actually care about each other that much. That part. When somebody's like, yo, I just need you to put a piece of fabric on your face because there's other people who might get sick and die. Nah, I'm not doing that.
Now, that did happen. We lived through that. People were screaming.
People were in the streets fighting over a piece of fabric on your face.
And
the only reason I bring that up, Laura, is because as you emphatically and emotionally are, articulating what you feel about this situation, I just want to remind everybody, we won't, as a collective nation, unify and put fabric on our face so that people whose immune system or whatever they're going through won't die from a disease.
And I would like to remind you that the old, the president doesn't matter. This all started with Roe v. Wade being repealed. This all starts with Trump. This is all a Trump thing. God knows how many abortions that man paid for in his lifetime, but his dirty work in office is what led to where we are right now.
Yo, but don't trip, Rosenberg. Listen to this audio. He's got sneakers out.
As you see, black support eroding from Joe Biden. This is connecting with black America because they love sneakers. They're into sneakers. They love the, you know, this is a big deal. Certainly in the inner city. So when you have Trump roll out his sneaker line, they're like, wait a minute, this is cool. He's reaching them on a level that defies and is above politics. But culture always trumps politics. And Trump understands culture like no politician I've ever seen.
Trump is the culture. When they say do it for the culture, you know what they mean? They mean Trump. That's exactly what they mean.
Yeah, that was what they think of black people. Like, in the most honest, raw... They love it. They love sneakers.
Well, but hold on.
He's reaching them on their level.
But that is going to be compared to when Joe Biden said, you ain't black if you vote for Donald Trump. Not that what Joe Biden said wasn't true. The messenger. Because a white man said it, people was in their feelings. Even though... And they don't like, you know, we having a white man tell black folks about ourselves, we ain't never going to go for that. Just like any other group. If somebody outside the group speaks on a thing, they're not going to go for it. I get it. But sneakers, bro? That's what's turning the table?
And by the way, that was the most not true. I feel like that story was painted one way. I heard from other people Trump got booed out of the building.
I saw a video of him getting booed out of the building.
I saw it painted, Laura. The way it got handed to us was like, oh my God, look, Trump was there and people loved it. Isn't that sickening? But I also heard that wasn't really what it was like. It was more people were disgusted by it.
Absolutely.
And they were trying to make it look like it was good, but it really didn't go good.
Absolutely.
Right.
But guess what?
You still cop those Air Trump ones and put them next to your big baller brands?
No, they still went up on eBay. Don't you dare compare the Trumps to big baller brands.
I mean,
don't you dare hit Rosenberg with the button.
Congratulations!
Don't you dare
yourself.
Don't you dare! How dare you? A black man developing a sneaker line and putting on for his family and kids and making some money to that?
No, no, no. I just meant what they look like.
Oh no, they look like doo-doo. They look like dude. Well, the Trump sneakers, whatever they're called, the Air. Yo, the Air Trump ones.
And they're not called that. They're but
what
still.
What are they called?
The Air MAGA?
No,
Air MAGA.
No, they're like there's some stupid catchphrase like freedom and force or some stupid.
Oh, the Freedom Force ones?
Yo, there's something like that.
I tell you what.
The resurrection, or what was that thing called? The insurrection ones?
Yo, the insurrection ones is crazy.
That's good. Those sneakers are trash, by the way.
No, but that's where I was. But that's where I was going, Cass. As somebody that's been copping sneakers and collecting, you know, since the late 90s. Bro, what is that?
What are those?
What is that?
Not what are those?
No, like at all ends. The
they're soul, called the Never
the
Surrender.
The toe box, the silhouette, the colors. Like, what are we talking about?
They're called the Never Surrenders.
Is that what they're called?
Yep.
Wow.
Oh, God. Yo, listen, man. DJ John stepping in the room next. We'll do a little stump DJ John. We'll give away some tickets. Cast One is 97 minutes commercial free right now. It's Ebro, Laura Rosenberg. Happy Friday. And it's Freedom. Freedom Friday. Never surrender. Call right now if you want to be on Freedom Friday after 8. Never surrender.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Gonna be a freak, gonna be a freak. Peace to the world, let it rotate. Sex, money, murder, DNA.
Ooh. Good morning, everyone. It's Ebro, Laura, and Rosenberg.
Good morning.
Casto, you listen to the clean, you listen to Mac and Cheese 5 yet?
No, bro, I just got up. Now I haven't. Did you listen to it?
I'm looking through it right now. I heard there was a Drake joint. I'm looking for the Drake joint. I don't know if I see it.
Oh, wait. That was...
That's on the look. That's on...
That's on the, yeah. That's,
oh, that was on the...
Yeah.
It wasn't on the project?
I told... You know what?
Yo, why are you... You shouldn't even said anything. You should have just been silent. Look, yo, do you see that dry snitch that John just did to himself?
Now we want
to
know. What happened, John? You were
John, hey, John, tell us about the Drake joint that you told us about.
Yeah, tell us. What happened?
Yo, it's time for my segment. Yo, I think we should let the kids sing.
Yo, shouts to the new... shouts to the new French Montana Mac and Cheese 5, though. It's got a lot of heaters on it. A lot of features, too. Crazy names all over this project. If you haven't gotten a chance, Bryson Tiller, Rick Ross, Lil Durk, J.I.D., 41. We going 41 or 4-1? Get me right, Cass.
Either way.
Okay. Yeah. West Side Gun, Kanye's on there. There's a lot of people on the new Mac and Cheese. Shouts to our dude, French Montana. And shout to our dude, DJ John.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-oh, it's DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ. Now, John.
Yes, sir.
This is a big day.
Big, big, big day.
I'm told, you know, all due respect to We Them Ones comedy tour.
No disrespect.
We've been killing it with that. But I'm told you got something new and hot to give the people.
Some names and tickets. What is it?
Ladies and gentlemen, win tickets
right
to
now.
See right now for Wicked. The Ooh. Global phenomenal that defines gravity on Broadway. Get your tickets at wickedthemusical.com.
That's fire.
John coming with the Broadway Wicked joints?
I know some people.
These tickets ain't cheap, bro.
They're
so
not.
Whoever wins this is lucky.
All right.
This is a great opportunity.
Caller 9, get in there. 1-800-223-9797. If you're smarter than DJ John, you ask him a question. By the way, you should know the answer to the question as well. You ask the question to DJ John. He doesn't get it. Boom. Guess what? You're in there like swimwear.
Ooh, I love it.
Remember in there like swimwear, guys?
Yeah. Old.
Wow.
What, old. Speaking of being washed like we were yesterday, what's another one of those that was big back in the day?
Yo, Chief.
Yo, Chief.
Chief.
Yo, by the way, Laura, don't listen to John. If you heard the way that DJ John, my friend Monica McNutt, is on MSG.
Who?
No, don't hit her with
this
an AO.
This is crazy. What?
Okay,
no,
okay.
Don't hit Monica McNutt with the AO.
Yo, wow.
No, so Monica is a phenomenal commentator and host on ESPN.
Oh, this is going bad.
John was trying to talk about her in a positive way yesterday. Okay. John, do you remember what you said her first name was?
I forgot. I don't remember names like that, or like, you know, if I'm not around them, but I do. You know what? I botched that name so bad.
I think he called her name. I think he called her Veronica Nugget. I'm not kidding.
Veronica Nugget?
Yo, I went, you mean Monica McNutt? He went, yeah. I went, but you got her first name and her last name wrong. And it's like he confused foods. He heard nut and went nugget.
I was kind of hungry at that time. I definitely
want to say. No, he heard mech and went mech nugget.
Oh, you know
that's
what
happened.
Yo.
Yeah, that's what happened.
Yo, Cass. Yo, Cass, you that's speak fluent Johnese.
I speak fluent Johnese, bro. He heard mech.
He heard McNutt, and he thought McNuggets.
Which is an improvement, by the way.
Oh, how dare you. All right, let's go to Amber on line two. Yo, Amber.
Hi.
Am you trying to get these wicked tickets?
Yes, of course.
All right, Amber. Let's stump DJ John.
Alrighty. So, DJ John, I got a question for you.
Okay.
So, what are the medical terminology? There's two for fever.
Oh. Medical term for fever.
What? Oh, I don't
sick.
Have these, and I'm going...
Oh, that's good. Sick. Bad sick flu.
Good shot. Sick. You're just sick.
Alrighty. So, no, it will be febrile or pyrexia.
Oh. Wah, wah, wah.
Sorry.
I definitely would have lost that one too, John.
Oh, well. But you got these tickets, though.
Guess what? You're going to see Wicked.
Alrighty. Thank you.
Amber, you're in there and enjoy yourself on Broadway to see Wicked the Musical. It's going to be a lituation confirmed. People, Kath, they still doing lituation? That's dead too, right?
That's dead, bro.
Super dead. Is under lit is completely dead now, right?
Under the ground.
Is there any young or cool person will they say something's lit anymore, or is it dead completely?
No. They only say when they mock you.
Oh, they be mocking boomers.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's so sad. Hold on, Amber.
Have a fantastic time at Wicked.
Yeah, hang tight, Amber. We're going to put you on hold real quick. Laura, what is coming up with the Flash and Lights report?
Oh, Rosenberg, coming up in the Flash and Lights report, I'm reading that The Rock and his production company are planning a film on Ric Flair.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Now, all right, we'll talk about it coming up, Flash and Lights.
Yo, by the way, big shout out to my man Parker, who's on the way to school right now.
Parker,
big Parker. You know, got a little fifth grade action.
Ooh,
yeah! Shout out to my friend Donnie and Parker in the whip right now. Everyone out there taking the kids to school. You know, Ebro. We just heard back from Ebro. His newborn baby is actually already a year old. Laura, I don't know if you know this.
I thought she was on her way to school already.
Ebro, isn't it funny though? Ebro really does have a quality of like he has to make he makes everybody like have very human adult qualities even if they don't have it. Like Laura, can you imagine if Ebro had a dog? That dog would have a whole life and job and
responsibility.
Yeah, he'd be like, no, what he's trying to do. Yo, Peter, let me tell you about what Bear's trying to do, Rosenberg. See, Bear knows you, and he's playing, and everybody's playing him in some way. How did they already, how did this beautiful, perfect, innocent child already develop the nickname Booby Bully within 12 hours of birth? She's already a heel. It's not possible. Shouts to Selassie, Jai, and of course, big sister Issa's on her way to school as well. Ebro stepped away with the baby for a second. He'll be right back. Laura, let's do some flashing lights, shall we?
Let's go.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flash lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights. Laura Styles can put us on.
All right. So The Rock
Dwayne Johnson, you know, he's returned to WWE, which has been exciting. But now reports are saying that his production company is working on a film on Ric Flair. So here's a quote. He says, as a kid who grew up in professional wrestling, I idolized the Nature Boy Ric Flair. He's like, he was a hero to me. And once I broke into the wrestling business and began to spill my own sweat and blood, my reverence for Rick turned into respect because I realized just how rare and impossible it is to disrupt the wrestling business culture and truly change the game. So this is really cool, Rosenberg. I didn't expect this.
I had been hearing about this for a while and excited to see that it's going to move forward with his $7 production that will get this Ric Flair biopic at some point, produced by The Rock. And I'm sure as a writing partner or as a partner on the film, he'll have his guy, Brian Gewirtz, who does a lot of stuff with The Rock, including doing the show Young Rock together. And Rock always does everything with his ex-wife, of course. They're a great production team. And honestly, I mean, Ric Flair is one of the great stories in wrestling. Obviously, we will grade it hard. Now, Laura, you have to be careful with Ric Flair.
You know, we'll see all of it.
Well, that's it, not only that, but also, like, when you try to get someone who is so visible currently and you try to get someone to play that person, it's very hard. So the people are going to be very critical. A wonderful wrestling movie came out around Christmas this year that I strongly recommend called The Iron Claw. It's a wonderful film that I enjoyed. Yo, but they had Ric Flair in that movie, Laura. It was basically a biopic about this other wrestling family, the Von Erichs, but they had overlap with Ric Flair. Flair was portrayed in the movie in one scene. Every wrestling fan I know liked the movie and, like, wanted to puke during the scene because they just could not. It just felt like a bad, like, Will Ferrell, like a joke. It would be like a Will Ferrell sketch.
Right.
We would have preferred Will Ferrell.
He's such a character. Yeah, he's such a character, so you have to get it right.
So it's hard, and hopefully they can find the right person to play the Nature Boy. Now, speaking of The Rock, WWE is in Perth, Australia right now.
Talk about it.
And we have Elimination Chamber live from Perth, Australia. Laura, the kickoff show, which I am doing here, we go live at 4 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Oh, God.
My call time tonight is 1:30 a.m. As we go live at 4 for the pre-show, the show starts at 5. It's going to be awesome. The Rock put up a message that kind of hinted there's an off chance he might show up in Perth, Australia. Who knows? That's a long trip for him to decide last minute. But he is The Rock, so we don't know. But yeah, shout out to the Elimination Chamber. It's going to be fun. Of course, everyone's super stoked that Rock's a part of WrestleMania this year. It's going to be amazing. Laura, he went straight super bad guy last week on SmackDown. He was in Salt Lake City. He was calling everybody inbred. It was not nice.
No, it's funny.
At one point in the middle of talking on the mic, The Rock, one of the most beloved people in entertainment, he looked at someone in the crowd and said, "Shut your mouth, fatty. I'll come slap the herpes off your lip." I mean,
wow.
Come on, Rocky. He's not being a very nice guy. He's a savage.
Oh, man, this is too good. Anyway, that's your Flash and Lights report. Time is 8:02, a high of 48 degrees today, and alternate side parking is in effect.
All right, Freedom Friday. Get on the line right now. 1-800-223-9797. Any subject you want to talk about in the world, we're going to hit it. Ebro's going to be back. I don't know if Baby Selassie will join us again. She was on the show earlier. First time we've ever had a four-day-old on the show, but it happened.
That's right.
So hang tight. It's Ebro, Laura, and Rosenberg. Good morning, everyone.
WQHT and WQHT HD1 New York.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 90s.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
All right, it's Freedom Friday. That's what we do on Fridays. The lines are open. Say what you want to say. Feel what you want to feel. How's it closed, Rosenberg?
In living color.
Who's this?
Shane.
Shane?
Shane. And who else? There's two voices.
Yeah, no, that's my wife, Amanda. She called in, but she wants me to ask the question.
Okay, Amanda and Shane. What's up, Shane? Teach me how to shoot, Shane.
Teach you how to shoot? All right, my question is a sports question.
Okay.
All right.
What quarterback led the league in passing yards this season?
Led the league in passing yards this season?
Yeah. We'd be I feel like we'd be surprised by this.
It'd be a shocker. Wouldn't it be like Josh Allen in Buffalo?
How's that guess? How about C.J. Stroud?
Ooh, good one.
Nope, it's not C.J. Stroud.
Who is it, Shane?
It is Tua Tagovailoa.
That makes easy. Sense. That makes sense.
That's stupid by me. I knew he had almost 5,000 yards, didn't he?
Yeah. I think it was like four. Is that Peter Rosenberg?
You sure it is.
I mean, that's ESPN's own.
Oh, wow. The man. I used to listen to you all the time when I worked at my former job. I would be in the truck all the time listening to you on Michael K. show. So it's pretty awesome to talk to both of you.
Oh, man. Wow. Shane, really that's love, bro.
In the morning. You guys
appreciate
agree.
You guys, man. Where are you guys calling us from?
I'm calling you actually from Roosevelt Park, New Jersey. And let me actually tell you guys something. I started a sports podcast in the summer.
Okay.
It's called Run It Back. If you guys could give it back a follow or a shout-out at some point, I'd greatly appreciate it. We just hit 1,000 followers. So.
Oh, man, congrats. You're building a nice community, man. Check out the podcast Run It Back with my boy Shane from Roosevelt. Where are you? Roosevelt, New Jersey?
Roosevelt Park.
Roosevelt Park, okay.
Roosevelt Park, yeah. It's right next to
Elizabeth. I'm looking you up right now, Shane. I'm going to check it out.
Oh, Rosenberg, you are the man.
Yo, thanks, Amanda, Shane. thanks for calling in with your husband, too, yo.
I'm really happy she did. It's really cool to talk to both of you guys.
Well, thank you so much, man. We'll talk to you guys in a minute. We got more calls we got to take because it's Freedom Friday.
Who else we got, John?
John.
Jerry.
Jerry.
Hi, Jerry.
Yo.
What's happening, bro? It's Freedom Friday. Tell us what you want
How
to
you
tell
doing?
Us.
How you doing? Yo, so I'm not even going to hold you, yo. I was in Queens the other day, right? Mm-hmm. Having like 2 days ago. I'm driving. You know, I'm just chilling, doing my thing. You know, I'm just chilling. I see some old-ass lady on my avenue. You know where I am. That's where I'm at.
Yeah.
I want to know why people's going around robbing old ladies, bro. I swear, like, she had a walker and everything. She's walking out
man.
The store.
You should have, yo, I swear to God, I want to catch one of these dudes.
Yo, listen, like, I was literally going to hop out the car, but, whatever. Like,
yo, and the way the world is set up right now, you can't even put your hands on somebody doing some crime. You ain't supposed to. You probably shouldn't. But damn it, you want to hit them with your car. I know that. You beating up old like, people, the, stealing from old people
yo,
is so doo-doo.
It's like, where's the positivity? Where's the positivity? Like, I lived in New York my whole life. I ain't never walk outside and see some positive shit.
Well, maybe you need to move.
You might need to. Yeah, there should be something positive.
Yeah, I see a lot of positive. Thanks for your call, Jerry. Freedom Friday. Say what you want to say. Feel how you want to feel. It's Freedom Friday. Yo, Rosenberg, Laura, I got to get Selassie to her mom. She needs food. So y'all finish these phone calls.
All right. Later, Pops.
And Hannah the Guru.
Later.
All right. Ebro's out. Ebro, Selassie out. Who else we got here? Hello?
Augustus.
Augustus.
No. Oh, shoot. Hi. My name is Andrew. My bad. This is like my first time on the radio.
It's okay. Andrew. It's Andrew.
Yeah. Hi, Andrew.
Yeah.
Andrew, what do you got for Freedom Friday?
Well, I just wanted to say hi to everybody. You know, I'm a postal worker in the area and whatnot. Yes.
Hi,
the post office. Thank you, thank you. I wanted to congratulate Ebro on his child and whatnot, and just to give a shout out to my family. That's all. So
go ahead, shout them out.
Congratulations, Ebro, and then yeah, it's my first time on the radio.
Yo, Andrew, why are you so nervous, man? You're Gucci, my guy.
You're good.
Nah,
Andrew,
I know,
but
I know.
Don't forget your family. Let's shout out your family. Nah,
yeah, yeah. So I'd like to give a shout out to my daughter. And yeah, that's about it. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I'm on my way to work right now, so I appreciate this. Thank
wow.
you.
All right. What's your daughter's name?
Aubrey.
Aubrey.
Oh, shout out to yeah, Aubrey yeah. from Andrew.
All right. Thanks, Andrew. Thank appreciate you. You, buddy.
Thank you.
Bye. Thank you.
Thank you.
There he is.
Oh, he was so nervous.
Why was Andrew so sweet and nervous? You're okay, my guy. It's just Freedom Friday.
He was so sweet.
Love Andrew.
I get annoyed quickly, but for some reason I was like, oh, Andrew.
All right, Freedom Friday, as we continue on, we have Jen on the line. Hey, Jen. Jen?
Hi.
Hi, what's Hi, going on? You have the floor. What's happening?
So I'm calling Freedom Friday. I am sick and tired of seeing all these drug addicts and crackheads on the train stations. I see the mayor giving out money to the immigrants. What's up with cleaning up the train stations? Placing these people in the proper care, shelters, rehab centers. Come on now. I take the train every day. They take out money out of my taxes for this. And I have three children, too.
I hear you, Jen.
I'm tired of seeing this.
I know, man. I'm not gonna lie to you. There are times that you're on the train and it is loose in these streets. And I wouldn't want to be there with little kids sometimes too. I can't even hold you.
Yeah, and I don't understand because the fares are going up. They're always like the congestion prices that are coming in, it's all part of MTA, right? It's the same MTA budget.
Yes.
So they're making their money. And then they're like, and then they had like a crazy budget to put more cops in the subway. So what's happening?
And they're not doing anything. The other day there was a drug addict right in between of the train tracks. I had to call the emergency. I had to press the emergency button and call 911 while they were upstairs chatting, doing nothing. So I'm tired of writing to the mayor too, because I keep telling him, what are you doing about this? Enough is enough.
Yeah. All right, thanks for the call, Jen. You're not wrong.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jen.
I love you guys, by the way.
Thank you, Jen. We appreciate you.
I've been listening to you guys since forever. And my children, too. We listen to you guys every morning, by the way.
What are your children's
names? Even when I was in Florida. They're Jeremiah, Josiah, and Jonah.
Well, shout out to them. Thank you, Jen.
Thank you, Laura.
Freedom Friday. Who do we have on the line, John?
We have Dakeem.
What's his name?
Dakeem,
what's popping, man? Freedom Friday. It's you. What's good?
Yeah, I'm trying to... Rosenberg, yo, I'm trying to find out why I'm the blank salary every day.
You're trying to find out why what?
What happened to blank salary every day?
Anybody have any idea what Dakeem's saying?
No. Blank salary every day.
Black solitary day?
Yeah.
What was black solitary day?
Oh, we forgot about that right there, right?
Do you mean Black Solidarity Day?
Yeah.
Oh, Black Solidarity Day.
Solidarity.
Yeah, what happened to that?
I don't know. Is no one repping for Black Solidarity Day anymore?
Nobody. We got Juneteenth now. I'm like, what happened to Black Solidarity Day? We're going to be free and all that stuff and mine some of that stuff. It went out the window.
You know what? Listen, so Black Solidarity Day... I'm looking it up right now. It's a Memorial Day that's been around since 1969. And it was meant to unify many New York communities, specifically in the African American and Caribbean neighborhoods. Is that right? Is that right, Dakeem?
That's right. You're right.
And now you're saying all anyone mentions is Juneteenth, but no one remembers Black Solidarity Day.
Right.
Dakeem, you got to try to fight for this and bring this back. Why not? We could have 2 days a year. Why not? There could be two holidays.
Why not? Days of another holiday. Make one up, right?
Look, Dakeem, we're going to talk to some people about this. Try to bring back Black Solidarity Day for you, okay?
Please do. Thank you, Peter.
All right, man. Now, Laura, I'm not going to lie to you. I will say this. Thanks, Dakeem. I will say this. I didn't even really know anything about it. Like, it's familiar to me, but he is right. I don't really hear anyone ever mention it.
Well, thanks for schooling us.
Thanks to Keith. You know what? That was our black fact. Because, you know, Shawnee checked out on Black History Month early. He went to Jamaica.
He quit. Yeah, and he's on vacation.
Yeah.
He quit on Black Fact.
By the way, like, Shawnee loves vacation. And that's a black fact. The gurus are next.
Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
Can I shake that?
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
It's time for the gurus.
Hey, yo, it's time for the gurus, Shawnee Coltrane and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
The guru at ebrointhemorning.com. The guru at ebrointhemorning.com. Where the gurus unite to fight for what's right. Our other guru brother who usually lights the... burns the sage is in an island somewhere, recalibrating the spirits.
That's right. Oh, yes. He's recalibrating the spirits. See?
But Rosenberg, while I burn the sage, tell us who's out there in need of our help.
Oh, Laura, so many. So many are in need. The guru at ebrointhemorning.com. The guru at ebrointhemorning.com. As we bounce on lily pads and play the flute with Andre 3000, we talk to Lori. Dear, oh, this is quite a subject. Please help me from castrating my baby daddy.
What? Okay.
Dear gurus, my name is Lori. I'm a 24-year-old new mommy to a healthy baby boy. His father, let's call him Jack, parentheses, short for jackass, is 34 and still has some growing up to do. We officially became a couple as of 1 week after I gave birth, LOL, yeah. So Jack comes off as a very warm, funny, and charismatic, which is what won me over. Actually, it's what wins everyone over with him. But he's also a very sexual guy and typically turns the convo into a hot and steamy one. He's also nonchalant and cavalier about everything, which makes me feel dismissed when I mention grievances. And he can be rather manipulative with his words and gift of gab, a sly one he is. So I hardly know where to start, but let's go with the postpartum recovery with our new baby. Our nurse comes in to check in on the baby. She undoes his diaper and goes, "Oh, almost touching your belly button, little guy." Already in disbelief, I couldn't manage to get a word out of my mouth. Next thing I hear is jackass. I mean Jack saying, "Ha ha, like father, like son."
Huh? What?
And there I am like, what? I'm here in bed feeling disgusting, recovering from a C-section and frustrated that my baby isn't latching to breastfeed. In this moment, I'm already feeling so low. And I just couldn't believe what I was witnessing in that moment. Look, I've been in the streets. I know shooting when I see it, and I know his game. But even if he wasn't shooting, why say something like that? I felt crazy. Like if I could just focus really hard on his head exploding with confetti, I would really make it happen. I don't know, gurus. I'm just venting at this point. A lot of bad choices on my part. I have a big heart, and that tends to get taken advantage of. I already know Jack isn't going to be my guy. Lots of potential on the surface, but he's light years away from being ready. Any words of advice or encouragement would be great. P.S., Hot Rod Rick is definitely Shazamming. There's just no way. P.P.S.
Oh my God.
P.P.S.
No.
Laura is my girl, but the name of the game should change from Laura Never Loses to Laura Be Losing Sometimes. I don't know. I'm rooting for you, baby. But Ebro has been on a roll. He has to be stopped. LOL. Yo, I'm going to tell you something right now. Lori. Regardless of anything, you are funny. Like, you should be writing things down and being creative, because the entire way you told that story and the trash you talked was wonderful. So thank you for that. Laura, yeah, what do we say here? Listen, she doesn't need much advice, because the way you described this guy, I was going to say, like, hey, let me just let you know right now, he's light years away. I was going to say, literally, like, he's not ready and you're not changing him. But she knows that.
Yeah. Yeah, you know that. And first, I just want to send you a lot of love, because postpartum recovery is tough, you know, physically and emotionally. And the emotional part can last a couple months. And it's just a very delicate time. So sending you a lot of love, and try to talk about your feelings with your family or whoever your trusted ones. And even if it's professional help, whatever way you can, please make sure you take care of that first. Because if your mind's right, then you'll be able to make, you know, better decisions for your family. But I agree with Rosenberg. I think you know the answer. I think you know he's not it. So you're going to have to figure out ways to have him contribute and be a part of this family the best way you can. But if you're constantly going to be, like, super disappointed in things that he says, I mean, I feel like it's fair that you can say, like, bro, don't say things like that. I think you can mention certain things, but this is who you chose to have a child with. Like, this is, we're here now. And I know you even mentioned it, like, bro, it wasn't the best decision of my life, but now you got a co-parent, because that's his child too, you know? So you have to find a way to work it out. And you're going to have to be the main, the level-headed parent in this one, obviously.
And you sound very capable of that. So, like, here's what I would say. You said that right now y'all are a couple. You don't think he's the one. You don't think it could work. You think he's a liar. You ultimately think he was shooting a shot at the nurse in front of you while in the hospital. That is basically what you think. And it sounded like he was. So, what I'm saying is, maybe don't go too far with this being a couple thing. Like, I don't know that you need to bother playing house. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, you want him to be helping out and taking care, especially early, for sure. I get that. But maybe let's just get to the treating this like co-parents and roommates early. Like, there's no, otherwise you're going to pretend that you're having this little family and it's all going to work out. And then the second he's outside again, and I already know, Laura, you know how it's going to play out, because this guy is clearly a sex fiend. She's made that clear. So he's going to make you feel good on your bounce back. He's a hound, right? So he's going to be on it, which is going to be good for you as you're coming back from postpartum. He's going to make you feel wanted, and that's going to be great. But then you're going to get suckered in, and he's going to be right back to doing what he's doing. And unless you're trying to go to therapy and work through all of his issues that... I would avoid playing too much house with him. Like, let's just let this be what it is.
Yeah, I agree. I hope this helps, and sending you a lot of love. You seem like a great person.
You do. And Laura do be losing sometimes.
I do. So say the good.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Strength, no weakness. When I do weakness.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the flashlights. Lights.
Now you're ready for the flashlights. Laura Stiles can put us on.
All right, guys. Ah, man. Sad story. Wendy Williams has been diagnosed with aphasia and dementia, which is the same disorder that Bruce Willis has. Now, the news comes because a new doc chronicling her recent troubles has come out. The doc hasn't come out yet, but we saw a clip. And Rosenberg, it was tough to watch, right?
Oh, man. You guys know I've been super critical of Wendy many times because of the show was not my cup of tea. I don't care about any of that. This is so sad. I guess I say that to say that I was taken aback by how sad I was when I watched it. I did not know what I was expecting. And to see someone who was so vibrant and so alive, I mean, Wendy was just had so much energy and personality. And to see how sick she was, Laura,
Yeah,
It took me. I was like, it was horrible.
Rosenberg and I had been following, just paying attention to, to Bruce Willis and how sad it is and how his whole family has stepped up. And it's just to see someone you grew up with and to see this happen. And I know people who have dealt with dementia when it comes to their family members, their parents, and it's a crushing disease, man, all around. It's just so sad. But, there's family members that are not happy about this, that are saying they're not okay with this, but they're saying that her care team are the ones who like blasted out a press release with updates. So it's very confusing, and that's also really sad to see everyone kind of fighting for I guess trying to be a voice for her, and I know there's money behind it, and the whole thing is just sad. The whole thing is just super, super sad, man. But
yeah, just it's and of all of all the things to go through, I just feel like this is such a sad sort of torture that people go through and her family is going through. And, Blac Chyna has this whole conversation with her in the clip. And at the end, after she says all this personal stuff, Wendy just responds with, "My real name is Wendy Hunter." Oh, and Laura, it's just, it breaks you, man. I don't know why they want to put this out. I'm not exactly sure. Maybe Wendy, when she was still, coherent, said that she wanted to document this. I don't know. It's really, 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 really hard to see, though.
Yeah. Yeah. And sending love to anybody who's dealing with a family member or a loved one dealing with dementia, because it's tough. But that's your Flash and Light report.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the Flash Lights. Lights.
Are you ready for the Flash and Light? Laura Styles can put us on.
Listen to Hot 97
24/7
on all smart speakers.
Yeah.
Right now.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.